And so it is. Dear Shambhara, that we return to our gathering, to this classroom of the new spiritual energy, where you are both the teacher and the student at the same time. Where you bring your energies together with us once each month to discuss at the many different levels through the Shaud what you are experiencing and what you are learning. We come in and we help to move the energies here. We come in to love you and to joke with you and to sit next to you. We come here to help relay your own words back to you. You are the ones creating all of this, and that is the phenomenal thing. What comes here today has not been written before, has not been experienced before. It is not something that we are teaching you. It is something that you are learning and teaching us and teaching all of the others. So we are honored. We bring in our blessings on this day. We bring in blessings of love and of family with you. Blessings of remembrance. Yes, indeed we do. Helping to remind you of who you truly are. As we discussed in our last shoud, you aren't the person who sits in that chair. You are much more than that. You aren't the identity that you have on your driver's license. You're much grander than that. You're not just a human. Much more than that. Here today, listening or sitting here or even those who will read this message or hear it later. Here today we are addressing the ones who have been the leaders of the celestial families. The ones who have been called the king and the queen in the past. The ones who have been the teachers in the other dimensions. When you come here to Earth to yet learn something new on behalf of all that is. Sometimes you don't see it because you're only looking at it from one perception of the illusion. Sometimes you forget who you are because it's easier to just be a human sitting in these chairs. But we're going to come in today and shake some energies up. To help you to understand that you can get out of those chairs. You can be more than just who you think you are. That you can expand beyond that. Dear Shambhara, I have to share a bit of a story here that recently Caudra was accused of being passive, and therefore that all of you were passive, that you're not doing enough to change the world, that you should get out there, that you should have causes, you should fight for things, you should take sides and have passion for your work. We had to chuckle when we heard that, and we had to chuckle when we felt Caldra's response to it. For he did wonder, he did scratch his head. But then it occurred to him, and we are sure it is occurring to you, how unpassive you are. How much work you are doing. But you are doing a different type of work now. It is not in the old fields of battle in duality. You are not trying to fight for one cause or the other. Because as you know, the moment you start cause fighting, you also add to the duality. You're as much of a problem as you are the solution. We feel this energy particularly with the upcoming elections that are here in the country of the U.S. That you must take sides. So it reminds us of a channel that we did 4 years ago. Who will you vote for? You asked in your questions and answers, and we said, don't vote. Stand back, stand behind the short wall. Observe, be the observer for a while. Because when you are the observer, you are out of duality. you are into new energy dynamics, and you then can understand how things truly work. The observer understands that they don't have to change the world. They don't have to bear that responsibility. That's a big responsibility. That's one of the reasons why some of you have been getting aches and pains in your body, trying to take on all the problems of the world and change the world. The grandest thing you could ever do for the world, the grandest thing that any leader could ever do for the world, is to love it, is to accept it, to understand the world is exactly where it chooses to be. Every human, every life form is exactly where they choose to be. And if you stand back, you can see how this is true. And then you will know what to do in that moment. You realize you don't have to go change everything. You realize that you don't have to pick up the sword anymore, Chandra. For causes. Passive? Hardly. For you're doing new work. Frontier work. Pioneering work. Into the new energy. Into a new understanding that you can transcend duality. That you can move beyond the old battling of the forces. Passive, hardly. For what you have endured in your lives, for the many challenges and difficulties, and right now, one of the grandest challenges of all, how to move beyond, how to release and release everything that you thought you were in order to become everything that you truly are. It sets up the potential for change for others. It is not an inflicted change. It is not a demanded change. It sets up the potential. What far grander thing could there be for all of the humans and the angels who come after you, who follow in your ascension footsteps, and realize that you have laid out a feast of potentials for them? If they so choose, you have laid out options and ideas and possibilities. You've put in clues and guidance into all of these things. They can choose them if they want. And if they don't want to change, so be it. So they're exactly where they're at. You, Chandra, are the change workers or change players, however you want to see it. You are the ones affecting change within yourself right now because you have chosen it. You've chosen a different way to live, a different way to be here on this earth. You've chosen to move beyond two or duality, beyond the battling forces, and into a whole new energy, the new energy. And it is still new, quite new. Oh, in this series, we're going to talk about many of the physics that are involved with new energy, what it truly means, how it can be brought into your life, what it is and what it isn't. We have much to cover. But we wanted to begin our session today with simply bringing in our blessings for you. Feel the energy of the blessings. Feel the energy of the word blessings. We're not trying to change or heal. Blessings is the acceptance and the honoring of you. Blessings are energies that lie in a state of potential or neutral, waiting to be activated. Blessings are our love for you that we bring in. On this day, dear Chandra, there's a bit of a difference in the energy based on our guest who is here. For it is not just the voice of I, Tobias, coming through. It is not just Caldra. And it is not just all of you in Shoud together. We are joined today by the energies of Oama, who has come in recently. Yes, with his fine movie and... He is quite proud. If you can, you can feel him strutting about here. You see, like I, Tobias, Oama has been in human form, and he understands what it is like to be in the body. He understands what it is like to be trapped within the prison of a consciousness, within your story. He understands what it is like to will himself out of that story. He willed himself out of the story. You see, he was a warrior. One of the worst of all. Yes, the barbarian who loved battle, who loved killing, who did it with great passion. But then he was wounded. For 7 years he laid upon the stone, had to be attended to by others. Others to feed him. Others to help relieve him. Others to sustain his life. And he hated this and he was bitter. But it was an experience that he gave to himself, and he lived it to the fullest. Oh, during these times, he was so angry with spirit, and so angry with humanity, and so angry with everything he had ever done during these 7 years of healing. But he had so much passion that he healed himself through the will. He transcended his body through will and force. He transcended the limitations of humanness, of his story. He moved beyond. He became independent. He didn't align with any one particular group. He started his own. He didn't call on the angels once for help when he was lying upon the rocks. He willed himself to do it. He was that passionate and that bold and that daring and that strong. And that's stupid, too. And he is laughing, for he has a message to bring on this day. Oh, several messages. One of his messages is that he realizes now that it didn't have to be this will or force that let him out of his story, let him out of the limitations. He realized that perhaps it needed to be that way back then, because that's what the world understood 50,000 years ago. But dear Chambra, he comes today to bring a message, one of his many messages, is that it doesn't take will and it doesn't take force. So today, we'll be speaking in many voices, in your voice, in Kaudra's voice, with Oama, and yes, a bit of Kuan Yin thrown in for spice. We will be talking in all of these, and we will pass on the energies that Chambra, the new energy, in the new energy, the force is no force. The force is no force, you see. There is still this mindset and consciousness that things have to be willed and forced and pushed. And it doesn't. As you've learned over these years, it is about acceptance and honor. And that is one of the messages that Oama brings in. Oama will continue with this message in his school, helping to understand how physics really work. Oh, physics work when you force on them, but there is always a force then at the other side. Ah, yes. Yes. If you do things right now, Chambra, in the sensitive, highly energized state that you're in, with a force, there will be a backside force. We're not saying that is good or bad. We're just saying to beware of what kicks you in the backside. Right now, the new energy is about no force. Oh, energy there is. Dynamics there are. Passion can be fully experienced. Creativity fully expressed. But you don't have to will your way through it. We see here, in looking at the energy of Chambra, that there are so many of you that have gotten up to this point through discipline, through determination. You hear us say that the new energy is no force. A new force is no force at all. And you scratch your head and you say that sounds quite thin. without substance or without backbone. Yes, because you are so used to pushing your way through things, and it has worked, but what have you noticed? Just when you push your way through something, something else is there to be pushed. Aren't you tired of that game now? By the way, we have to add that Obama has come in today, and his voice is added to this, so I, Tobias, have to throw in the footnote here that there might be some statements here that I do not take any particular responsibility for. This is my disclaimer. Because we are dealing with a blended voice, and I also have to say here that beware of those who get up for questions today. So, dear friends, the new force is no force. It comes naturally and it comes easy. And if you are having to use force and discipline and all this structure in your life, then it's time to release that. Unless you want to continue that way. It can come to you so smoothly and peacefully, but yet highly energized. You may find that to be a conflict in the statements. How can life be exciting and fulfilling and energized when you don't have all this pushing and pulling of forces? It sounds neutral. It sounds anemic. Ah, dear Shambhra, you will find it to be quite different. There is a physics of the new energy that changes the paradigm, that shifts everything, that says you can be in a fulfillment you could have never been aware of before without force and push. You say, well, how can I survive in traffic? How can I survive at the office? The forces are always pushing on me. I have to push back to protect myself. Protect yourself from what? From what? What are you afraid of? Feeling? Are you afraid of feeling again? Let those forces come right at you. Let them attack you if they feel they must. Because when they do, when they open their seething mouths and reach in to sink their teeth into you and take a bite out of you, there won't be anything there. Because you are existing in a different realm, you see, a different energy. They're in duality. They feed off of weaklings. They feed off of those who are still battling. They want to see who the better warriors are. Let them come at you. You'll be like air. You'll vaporize and disappear, and they won't be able to feed off of anything. And they'll go on to somebody else, take a bite out of them instead. So, Shambhra, remember this, that the new force is no force. It is isness. It is a dynamic and a physic that is contained in this movie, if you go watch it. What the bleep? Why did they use the word bleep? Obama says he would have used the direct word. What do we really know? A lot, but there is so much more to learn. There's so much more in this, in the physics of this new energy and the old energy, but the whole understanding of how things really work. How things work when you get beyond the material level. How they work in what Obama is calling the field. The field is all of the energies. It is beyond the material energies, beyond the atoms and the protons and neutrons and electrons and all those other things. Those are all responses to the field. Those are energies responding. How energies shift in and out of realities. They do it. They do it all of the time. Elements, the subatomic elements, shift in and out of reality. One moment they can be seen and detected. The next moment they cannot. Where do they go? They go into the other dimensions. Just because the physical eye and the crude electronic equipment can't measure them, doesn't mean they're not there. So what does that say about you, Shambhra? and reality, your reality of who you are. What does it say about what else is you that you haven't been aware of? Now, we're going to start today by firmly and deeply grounding ourselves in this now moment. This is where it all begins, right here. You can breathe, you can think. Obama has a saying that we chuckle about here on this side. He said he learned to stop thinking and start creating. It's a big difference, you know. Humans tend to think their way out of situations with force again. He learned that to stop thinking and to start creating. The thinking slowed him down. The thinking was one of the barriers. Trying to think everything in your heads. Be like a rat in a maze, not able to get out. You're still in your head. Still in your head. Let us get into the now moment. Let us be in this now moment so firmly grounded that you can feel your feet. You can feel your seat. You can feel your arms and your legs and your face. You can feel your hair. You can feel the breath, whether it is shallow or deep. So firmly in this now moment where you realize that you're in a room. Most of you are with other people, some are not. There are noises in the room. In the past, you've tried to go into this altered state and block out the noises. Why? They're there. They're part of your reality and now moment. Parts of your body may be uncomfortable. Stop trying to fight it with force. Accept that parts of your body are uncomfortable. Be so firmly in the now, so focused in the now, so present in the now, feeling everything in the now, being the body and the mind in the now, and the spirit in the now, right here. In this place, right where you are, right in this moment of time, this part of space that you're in, this snapshot that we take of you right now, click, right here, in the now. It begins here. It begins in the now, and don't ever forget this. You can't access the field, you can't access the corridors of dimensionality if you're not in the now. Because it'll throw you off. It'll throw you into a type of wind tunnel. It'll throw you into a state of imbalance. You're here right now. From this source and this anchor of now, you can expand to the other dimensions. How do you do that? Oh, not by force. Not by thinking. You can't think your way into the other dimensions. Sometimes you can force your way, but there is an equal and opposing force when you try to do that. It is about allowing and accepting. It's about knowing that you're not just the physical body. You're not limited to this identity in this lifetime. It's about giving yourself permission. I, Tobias, give myself permission to be fully present in the now, and that includes not just the human reality, not just the human illusion, but all of the others. I give myself permission to be here with Shambra on earth as I am on the angelic realms. I give myself permission to be full and expansive, soaring across the realms and through the realms of dimensionality. I, Tobias, give myself permission to be more than Tobias. To be more than an aspect that I was in one lifetime a long, long time ago. I give myself permission to be all that I am and all the potentials that I can ever be and all the expressions I choose to express. Can you say that for yourself, Shambra? Can you give permission to yourself to be fully anchored in the now? no denial about where you are or who you are. And then allow yourself, give yourself permission to go beyond, to soar. This is where we're going to start picking up on this thing we call the field, some call it the cosmic lattice, the interwoven web, the zone. There are many, many names for this. This is a source energy. This is where you come to new realizations and understandings. We will discuss more of those today. This is where you transcend. This is where you expand in ways that human mind of yours right now could not possibly imagine. The field. The zone. So we understand how energy really works. At this point in the field, this is something Obama is going to get into in great detail in his school. The field, Chambra, is where the new energy comes through. By being able to access this source energy, you also have new energy. New energy. It is phenomenal to work with. We have been working with it somewhat on our side here, helping to prepare it for you, actually. And it defies any type of description. It's new energy for the first time ever. From the field, you can come to understand your whole journey here on Earth. The remembrances we have talked about. Come to understand how we, Chambra, first met in the days of Atlantis, in the temples of Tien, our study into transdimensional realities. Do you remember that? Remember how we sat together and talked together? Tens and thousands of us, indeed. Talking about transdimensional realities. Being able to actually take our place, our temples, and put them into other dimensions. Hide them, in a sense. Oh, we wouldn't do that today. We would make our temples so present in the now moment. But back then, there was a need to hide them. There was a need to not be seen. It was like a mist. It was transparent. Through the field, you can truly understand. Don't go to the Akashic Records. Limited compared to the field. Two different, entirely different subjects. The field, you can remember our times together when we first gathered, when we said we're going to go on a journey together. We're going to study and learn and experience all of these things of realities on Earth and other places. We're going to come to this time of fulfillment together. In the field, you sit in it for a moment. I'll come back a flood of memories for so many of you from the times of Yeshua 2,000 years ago. Some of you were right there in the Holy Land. Some of you were on other parts of the earth bringing in the seeds of Christ consciousness, the divine. To the field, you can recall and feel those memories. But remember, you're present in this now moment also. Interesting how you could be both places. In the field, you help remember why you chose to come back here in this lifetime, on Earth now, this time of change, this time of new energy. Helps you remember this whole reason. Why you came in now. Why you're on Earth. In the field, you can see how your story is just a story. Limited, but wonderful. You can surpass that and expand beyond it now. It all starts and it all ends with being firmly, firmly conscious in this now moment. There's nothing like it. Nothing like it at all. In the field, you can become the wonderful observer also. To see how energies work, to see how you have planned all these successions of lifetimes in order to come to this point. Go to the next step. From the field energy, you can also observe what is going on in your world right now. This past month, Shambra was highly energized. All sorts of changes going on. All sorts of things in your life. And you thought this month of August was a time for vacations and relaxations. And it was a very, very busy month on Earth and in your lives. And this will continue for several more months. As a matter of fact, it's going to heat up. Heat up. Oh, but Shambra, you're in the field. You're in the now also. It can be energizing. It doesn't have to be difficult. Well, the world around you is going through its motions. The hurricanes that are moving through the place of the Bahamas and onto your southern parts of the United States. One after the other. From the field, take a look at what's really going on here. What's really going on is a clearing of old energies of you from Atlantis. Energies of Azura Tumu being cleansed and cleaned by the greatest of winds and rains from the islands. These winds and rains will sweep through two of the former centers of Atlantis, the ones that were around the areas of Cuba and the ones that were around the areas of Atlanta, and they will cleanse and purify and release old energies. What a delight to have it happen like this. It will bring in a releasing energy so that much of that has been pent up can come back in a whole new way. In these next months, you'll continue to see a series of incidences in the lands that are particularly going through their transformation and their rebalancing, the lands of the Middle East. You've seen the activity heat up there recently, and it will continue. It will continue. You've seen it recently in a series of events in Russia. For this land is now ready for a true, what you would call healing, but a true coming back together of the energies. It is a deeply wounded area, and we are here to announce that we're going to take Calder and Lyndon, some of you there quite soon. It is now ready. You're going to see, yes, as we have been talking about, the very strong potential for great changes in the lands here coming up again, some of it having to do with the other centers of Atlantis, the other two centers. Some of it having to do with just general rebalancing and restructuring of Earth. But you have to let that affect you? Does it have to let it take energy from you? Or you can be the observer and see how everything is as it should be. You have to get all caught up in the drama? Or can you be in the place of your own sovereignty? Your own safe energy. There as a beacon of light for others. Others who come along. Others who are seeking the teacher. So Shambra, there's so much about staying focused in the now and then opening up. Yes, there will be changes all around you in these next few months. Yes, because you are sensitive, you're going to feel some of these things. But also understand how you can be in the now moment. Take that deep breath. Tie into this thing we call the field. We'll be talking more about the physics of this. Be on Earth right now as a magnificent human angel who's transcended the duality, who's in the new energy and is there for others. So Shambra, I wanted to talk today about about something we call the four shuns of embodiment. And this is spelled T-I-O-N-S. But you could also take it as S-H-U-N-S. The shuns, the four shuns of embodiment. These are things that you have been going through. These are challenges that have come up in the last 30 days in particular, and you have wanted to talk about them, to share them, to put them out in front of you, and also make them available for others. Four areas that you've been working with. I want to talk about that for a little bit today. The first one, the first shun, is distraction. Distraction. Oh, Shambra, hold the course right now. Hold the course for yourself. Don't force the course. Simply stay on course. Be on course. It is so easy right now to get distracted. Distracted by the events in the news. Distracted by your family, your loved ones. Distracted by your own mind, even. You're at this point, this wonderful point of bringing the energies in and your divinity in, but right now the distractions heat up. So many things seem to be taking you away, trying to pull you away, don't they? Making it difficult. Just when you think you're making some progress or getting deeper insights, the distraction comes in. It could be anything in your life right now. Take a moment here. Take a look as the observer of your life at the distractions. Something that came out of the blue. Something that you hadn't even planned on. An incident, an experience, a person. A health situation, maybe with a loved one. A job situation, a money situation. A distraction. Even that little voice in your head saying, I wonder if I should be doing this. I wonder if I shouldn't try to be spending my energies on being more normal. I wonder where all this is going and all this is getting me. Shambra, they're just distractions. Stay the course. They're there because you are making changes. And energies all around you are attracted to this. They're attracted and therefore they're distracting. Because they're wondering what's going on with you. In a sense, as we've said before, it is a test. They're testing you to see what you are made out of. That they're testing the depth of your own grit, the depth of your own understanding. So they pop into your life. They're not there as bad things. God didn't place them there. We certainly didn't place them there. They're a natural occurrence. As you move from one energy form into the other, it will cause all the other energies of forms around you to respond somehow. In a sense, as you are going through your own processes and transitions into the new energy, you are setting off little bells or perhaps alarms with everything around you in your life. And they will jump back in. They're not purposely trying to distract you, but they will jump back in to wonder what's happening. To wonder how you're doing. Don't let the distractions pull you back or get you down or take your energy. Understand that they are natural responses to you. On a global scale, the distractions are there also. Because these next 3 years of time on Earth will be times of great, great changes. We're not saying disasters. We're saying changes, energy changes. Great shifts from a vibrational energy to an expansional energy. Great shifts, a quantum leap, a quantum leap. You're going to hear more and more and more about quantum leap. And it's not just from us. It's going to come from every angle. It's going to come from science. It's going to come from the religions. It's going to come from the social workers and those who deal with governments. Quantum leap, over and over. So what happens in the world right now, as these changes are taking place, as the metamorphosis is taking place, the distractions come in. The changes come in. So Shambhara, the first, shun. Stay the course. Don't let the distractions get you down. Be the observer. Be aware that they're there. But stay the course. The second shun of embodiment is translation. Translation. Now this is an interesting phenomenon because there are all sorts of things happening in and around you right now. You feel them. You complain to us about them all the damn time. You know that they're there. You know something is happening all around you. Oh, and you feel so off balance some days and out of sorts with yourself. You know that there is a plethora of information coming through and being downloaded to you. You tell us. You can feel the download, but you don't know what it is. You can't put your mind on it. And that is the problem of translation. The mind is still being used by all of you as the primary source of translating information. The information that's coming in cannot be easily translated through the mind. The mind does not have the capacity for it. It'd be like trying to put a whole new computer program, a very high-level, sophisticated operating system on an old PC computer, you see. The PC chips and boards wouldn't know how to translate this whole new operating system. This is exactly what you're going through. You don't know how to translate everything that's coming in. Take this moment here. Stop thinking. Take this moment and just feel. Feel energy movement. Stop trying to figure it out. We're downloading something to you here. Oh, all today's chatter is just to distract you, by the way. There are so many other things happening here. We're downloading to you right now. You try to grasp onto it. You try to understand it, and you can't. And you say, there must not be a download. I must be fooling myself. Ah, the doubts come in, don't they? The mind, the human mind, does not currently have the capability to translate the massive amounts of interdimensional information that are coming into you. You know it's there, don't you? But you don't know what to do with it. You don't know how to articulate it. You don't know how to put it in your neat little boxes and compartments, little prisons. So, it almost goes unnoticed. It almost feels like it's flowing in and then flowing right back out, just like the wind. But it's not happening at all. It's not flowing out. It's building up. It's being stored until you can understand it. So how do you understand all this? How do you translate it? If it's not through the mind, that's through the divine center, the divine intelligence, your heart, your soul, whatever you want to call it. We say, well, where is this? Where is this? How do I identify it? Ah, stop thinking. It is there, and it's always been there. Let us just call it a divine translation system that's always been in place. But in fact, hasn't ever been used while you were on Earth. It's there. It's there. How do you activate it? Simply give it permission. That's all it needs. Permission from you. You're sovereign. You're the ruler of your own kingdom. Give it permission to go to work. Let it go to work for you. Now, in the beginning, there will be this struggle for the mind to try to jump in there and say, give me control. Send all the information to me. I want to have it. I want to build my story even bigger. Shambhara, tell the mind to settle back. Tell it to take a rest. As a matter of fact, send it on vacation for a month of time. Allow this divine intelligence system now to do the translating. How do you do that? Give it permission. Let it start translating this tremendous amount of information. Some of you know it's there. You try to draw it. You try to paint it. You try to write it through poetry or music. And this is wonderful. Continue that. Because this is giving permission for this information to be translated. It may not make sense to you right away. Because sense is a mental thing. But it is there. As you work with it, as you let it come in, as you're not afraid of it, as you utilize it, you will see a difference. Your mind will adapt. That is the one thing about the mind. It is very adaptable. It can create the great stories that you've made up. It is very adaptable. So it will adapt, and it will then come in to assist with the translation process. And all this information coming in from dimensional realms can then be absorbed by the mind. But right now, the mind has taken on sole responsibility for this. And we know some of this frustrates you. You want to know exactly what are the parameters of this divine intelligence. And you have to let go of that. You have to have trust in yourself and in your divinity. Not in us. Not in anyone else, but in yourself. The translation will start up. You'll feel a move, an internal movement of the energies. And again, there'll be the attempt of the mind to want to jump in and grasp it right away, to define it. Let that go for a bit. Understand that this information has to be appropriately moved through many levels into your now reality. But then you're going to get one of those aha moments where you start understanding. Now, it's going to be difficult to explain to others. Perhaps it's best not even to try right now, because these are going to be concepts that make the grandest concepts of quantum physics and creativity and spirituality seem so basic. We're going to be coming to new understandings. Don't need to try to articulate it right away. Simply absorb it. So I have to say that this translation of information is one of the interesting aspects of embodiment, because you're bringing everything in, but yet you're saying, where are all the systems to deal with it? They're there. But it is not the old system of the mind. So, let us go on to the third shun. It is validation. Validation. Shamba, right now, sitting here in this safe energy moment of now together, you know every answer. You know every answer. Part of the problem is that you doubt yourself. And so then you seek validation all around you in the world of duality. You know the answer in the new energy dimensions and realities. But then you seek validation in the old energy duality. And we have a big conflict there, don't we? They don't work together. You're getting all these new things happening to you in your life. You're getting all these new sensations and feelings. But the doubt, this bridge of doubt that separates you, the new energy you, from the old energy duality, this bridge of doubt goes back over there to look for validation. You look for it in the people around you. You look for it in the events, the specific events in your life. Oh, you have all these wonderful insights. Creative realizations. And you say, but now I have to see it manifest in a certain way. You're putting a test on yourself to bring it forth in duality. You're going to duality for validation, and you're going to have imbalances with this. You know every answer right now. And you know that you know, don't you? It's that feeling, it's that knowingness that you have within you. But then you doubt it. You discount it. Chambra, stay in that now moment, the divine now. Breathe in and let that answer come out. Do you think you wouldn't have given yourself every answer as a potential before you came here to earth in this lifetime? Every answer to every potential. You could say you pre-buried every tool and resource you would need along the path so that when you got there, it would pop up and be right there for you. You know the answer. Now, the answer may not be what your humanness thinks it should be, but it is there. The answer sometimes is even going to be another question. The answer could be actually many answers contained within the same packet, but it is there. It is there right now. When you're looking for validation, stop crossing the bridge of doubt and going back to duality, because you're not going to get it there. As a matter of fact, duality is never going to give you validation for the new energy work you are doing. It doesn't want to validate you. It wants to maintain its identity. It doesn't want to validate you. So if you go back there, you become unvalidated. You don't need validation anymore. Can you release that? You don't need validation. Validation is only a way to try to justify your existence, to try to soothe your doubts, to try to build your old story even bigger. Oh, validation was a wonderful way, method that you used to build your old story. You don't need it anymore. What are you trying to validate? Your existence? Pinch yourself. That's validation. You are here. Trying to validate that you are new energy? Take a deep breath. You are here in many, many different ways. Is your validation of your spirituality, is it the amount of money you have in the bank? If there's no money in the bank and then you're invalidated, then you think all of your spirituality is a bunch of hooey? Is your validation a number of people who love you? A number of people who nod their head and say yes to you? Is that your validation? Stop looking there, Shambra. You don't need validation anymore. Remember this word, because you're going to get an experience in these next few days that is not bad. Not bad. But that causes you to take a look at the issue of validation. Do you need to be validated? Remember how we talked about it here on this day. Validate. Validation. You don't need it anymore. Most humans crave validation. Strive and struggle for validation in a variety of different ways. Validation for what? Let's move on to the fourth shun of embodiment. That is, Shambra, perception. Perception. You are moving into such a whole different state right now, and you know you are. Reality changes. Perception changes. Everything changes. You're having a difficult time with it someday because you're wondering why everything is changing. Because you're changing. You are letting yourself go crazy some days because everything is changing and part of you is fighting it. You want everything to remain the same, but you just want it to be better same. Shambra, you have asked for this. You have chosen this to go through these changes. Your reality is changing every moment now and will continue to change. The nature of reality is no longer what you thought it was. The nature of reality is no longer the stable form that you were building on before. The whole foundation of reality has been pulled out from underneath. It has been pulled out from underneath, Shambra. The whole nature of reality changes. You don't have your story. You don't have a stagnant old energy. What you have is new energy, new freedom, new creativity. You wonder sometimes, why the days are difficult, why everything seems to be in disarray. It is, because it's changing. The nature of your reality is changing. So begin looking at it from a different perspective. Have a different perception of who you are, of reality. Have a different perception of the nature of reality. Let it be free and flowing rather than static and stagnant. Begin looking at everything from every direction. We worked with Shambra at our recent embodiment workshop on looking at things, observing things, and evaluating things from every different direction. Whereas you think we're going forward right now, take a look at how we're also going backwards. As you think that some things are high and some things are low, look at it from the other way. Everything now, we're going to challenge you, we're going to ask you to look at everything from a different perspective. Change your perception. Things are not as they seem at all. That is only one angle you're looking at it from. Things are not what they seem. You're looking at it linearly, three-dimensionally, limited. Look at it upside down, backwards. Look at everybody you know now from a different perspective. Change your perception. Look at every event, everything different. Just what you when you thought something was the beginning, look at it as the end. Just thought when you thought something was slow, look at it from the perception of fast. Everything now. That is where we're going with all that. The nature of reality is changing. You can choose the reality, by the way. It's not inflicted on you. This is the freedom. This is the sovereignty. You can choose it, but the nature is changing. Any assumption you have had up to now about anything, now take a look at it in a different way. If you think something is heavy, an object is heavy, change your perception. It is actually quite light, you see. What's between all those molecules that appear to make it heavy? What's between the atoms that appear to make the molecules that appear to make it heavy? Nothing. Nothing, nothing. Elements that move in and out of reality. So that heavy item that you're thinking about is not heavy at all. You just thought it was. Together, we are going to a place where the whole nature of reality changes. So you can't get angry anymore about change. You can't get upset that things are no longer what they seem to be. You can't get upset with us anymore, that nothing seems to be stable anymore. You had a certain definition of what you thought your life was going to be and where you should be. Change your perception of that also, more than anything. Change your perception of your story. Give yourself freedom. Everything changes. The nature of reality. Just when you thought it was cold, change your perception and feel the warmth. So, everything. We're going to reiterate this over and over again to you. Look at it different. Look at it from another angle. It's like going into view a picture on the wall at a museum, a painting. You stand in front of it and you say, oh, there's the painting. Aha. You are looking from one angle and one dimension. Now, imagine yourself for a moment here, standing, looking at that painting on the wall in a museum, staring at it from straight on. You think you see the whole painting. We challenge you, so you try to look at the nuances and the brushstrokes and the lighting effects and all these other things. Oh, no, we're going far beyond that. Take a look from inside the painting, outside, looking back at yourself. Ah. Take a look through the painter's eyes rather than your own. Take a look how that painting isn't truly two-dimensional. It exists in many different dimensions at once. It has new energy dimensions of depth, height, and width. Not two-dimensional. These are interdimensional depth, interdimensional height, and interdimensional width. It can't be measured with any of your measuring systems. What we are saying is that painting on the wall now goes multidimensional. It stretches out in all different directions and dimensions. We're going to challenge you over and over and over to take a look at everything from a different perspective, including yourself. You're not just a human, and you know that. You're not just an angel in human form. Perhaps you thought you were limited to those things. You are many, many other things. You're not just the collective of all of your past lives and past experiences sitting here in a physical form right now. You're much more than that. You're much more than an entity who is given unique spiritual identity by all that is. You're much more than that. Look at it from every angle. Look at the glass of water you'll hold tonight in your hands from a different angle. It's not water. So you say, well, what is it? Explore and experience. Open up your heart and your mind. Feel everything it is, and then feel what it isn't. We're going to take you through this over and over, particularly in the Oama School, about the nature of reality, what you thought it was, why healing doesn't work so much in this earth right now, why so many healing techniques are so old energy. Yes, we're calling it like it is. The waving of hands, what is that for? We don't understand. The prayers that people say, perhaps it makes them feel better, but it doesn't make the others feel better, the ones they're praying for. It's a burden on them, Chandra. It's a burden. We're going to explore the nature of reality and non-reality. We're going to go to some places with all of you, Chandra. All of you. And the new energy physics. We're going to prepare you in this series for what's going to come in a couple of years. So you are in a whole new understanding. So these things that are going to come over across humanity and duality don't throw you out of balance. So you can be the teachers that you've agreed to be. So today, in summary, stay the course. Don't allow the distractions to throw you off. Observe the distractions. Understand why they are there. But don't let them throw you off. You are doing the work you came here to do. We're telling you that not just in our voice, but your voice as well. The translation, understand. You wonder where all this information is. It's there. It just can't be translated through the mind. Open your divine intelligence system so the information can then come to you in a knowingness. It'll come to you in a knowingness. Validation. Stop seeking validation. But if you do need validation, don't go back to duality for it. It's going to unvalidate you in a moment. And perception. Look at everything different than you ever looked at it before. Everything. The food you put in your mouth. Don't look at it as food anymore. Look at it as everything else. We're not talking linear here. We're talking multidimensional. Change your perception and stop complaining about the changes in your life. So, dear Chandra, it has been a delight for Dubias to be here, to have the energy of Oama here, who's now come back to do his new work. He's going to get into some very, interesting physics, some physics that would upset most of the conventional theories, but Oama says here that even Newton challenged some of the conventional wisdoms of the time. All the greats challenged it, and the great Oama will challenge conventional systems. So, we leave today on this note to remember that the new energy force is no force. No force. This is will be a key to the teachings of Owama and the teachings of Shambra. You don't need force to affect change and creativity. You're never alone. But then when you look at it, you have been alone quite a bit, haven't you? And so it is.